A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackle and chains. But the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillside, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." As he had been saying it, Jesus said to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." "Yes, and what is your name?" "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive him away from that territory. Now there was a large herd of swine feeding on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let the unclean spirits come out and enter the swine, and a herd of about 2,000 rushed down the steep bank into the sea, where they would drown. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. The people came out to see what happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what happened, and to the possessed man and to the swine, and they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him, but Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them that what the Lord in his pity has done for you." The man went off and began to proclaim in Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know many people who like change, do you? I remember one Christmas when my nieces and nephews had grown to be teens, I went to help in the kitchen after the meal. I wasn't greeted as an extra pair of hands, but told, "You're supposed to be watching the kids." To which I replied, they no longer needed watching. Roles had changed. That was a simple thing. Then there are the changes as parents seem to need more help and roles change. Or in convents and friaries, the aging process creates situations that one really doesn't like to confront. Today in the Gospel, there is a crazy man they can't contain to the tombs or hidden places. He roams, he screams, he hurts himself. But Jesus heals him from his demons and sends them into the unclean swine that are nearby, so all that is unclean is destroyed. The man is whole again. Yet what is the response of the people? Fear. At the power of Jesus. I also can understand the fear of the herdsmen who have to go back to the owners, who shouldn't be raising swine anyway in that culture. But little consolation is that for job insecurity. The fear at the change that is called for and unleashed comes from the tombs. We hear echoes in Peter's reply to Jesus after another miracle, "Leave me, for I am a sinful man." What are the tombs in our life, the things that chain and bind us? Sometimes it's easier for us to live with the darkness in our lives rather than to discover the light and the power of God within us. We might be called to change, to perform some great effort. Like George VI in the King's Speech, we need people willing to challenge us in new ways who will stand with and behind us as friend. We need the support of others to change. Just as the man had pleaded for Jesus to stay with him, but Jesus sent him off to his family for that support. Over the past year, I've lost about 45 pounds, maybe closer to 50. I need to change my diet. And it was the quiet support of sisters who had met my needs in meals they cooked without fuss that helped me to continue. whether it is in Egypt, Tunisia, the United States government, or our own lives at home, we are called to grow out of those things that chain and entomb us, or economically shackle us to what we should not be doing. What in our lives is doing that for us? Jesus is willing to heal. But are we willing to move on, to put out that effort that's needed to go to new places? Or are we going to ask Jesus, move on and leave us alone? The choice is ours.